I like it when they draw pictures of me and they give it to me. I like it when they bake cakes. I don't know. I like it if there's an element of effort involved, where they've made something. That's always nice.
As the lead singer of the indie band Block Party, Kele Okereke acquired a lot of devoted fans, and those fans often showed their devotion by making stuff and giving it to him. Now, with his new solo album, The Boxer, Kele Okereke's returning the favor. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, this is Rita Houston. Last year, indie darlings Block Party decided to take a break from playing together, and Kele Okereke decided to do some work on his own. He moved to Berlin and began working with a few producers there and in New York on a new album. The result of that time is an album that's much more dance and beat-oriented and a lot less gloomy than Kele's work with Block Party, but still retains some of the band's signature dramatic quality. Another difference on the new album is Kele's name. As a solo artist, he dropped the surname, and when Kele talked with the alternate side's Demos in Studio A, he asked him about that.
Did you just want to be a pretentious one-namer, like Madonna, Cher, or Morrissey? I just want one name. No. I'm not Kele Okereke. One.
Oh, no. I think Okereke is a bit of a mouthful.
It is for most, yeah.
And I think Kele is like, I don't know. I wasn't really even going to be called Kele. I was going to be called something else. But then at the last minute, I think
Bright Eyes.
Bright Eyes. I was going to be called Coco, because that's the name that my mum has for my dad, and I've always liked it. And when I was mixing the record, the producer, Philippe Zadar, kept calling me Coco for no reason. I thought that was a sign. But then I thought, no, you know, Kele is my name, and there's nothing to hide behind. It's my record, and I don't know, it just felt like it made sense to call it Kele.
Be running with the rude boys for much too long. You think you are one of them. Time that we kiss, it seems you are holding back. Don't be so quick to pull away. So don't you know you're more than this? You're built for greatness. So don't you know that you're more than this? You're built for greatness.
You guys have done a great job. You've gone really far. I like your quote. You said, we've gone pretty far, but not far enough. Where do you want to go, personally?
Oh, well, no, I think, I don't know. I think that making music with other people, in a band, it's not really about, I'm realizing, making music in general, it's not really about, definitive goals, about where you want to be. It's just about enjoying the ride every time you make a record, feeling that you've all come together to make something that you've all contributed to. That's the aim. When we do get back together, it's just going to be about us, the four of us in a room together, having, hopefully vibing off each other like we did when we started.
Yeah. I see the bags in the empty hallway. I can tell that something has changed. I see the pain written over your face, and I know I pushed you too far. If you want to leave me, you must know one thing. I could have given you everything you wanted, everything you needed. I could have given you everything you wanted, everything you needed. I could have given you everything you wanted, everything you needed. I could have given you everything you wanted, everything you needed.
Kele, live with Everything You Wanted and Tenderoni. The new album is The Boxer. Thanks to producer Nora Flaherty. And hear more from Kele at thealternateside.org.